If they don't have the votes to kill him, they should. If they want to kill him, fine, let them kill him.
Will the joint session please come to order? Under the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature, the President of the Senate presides during a joint session. This time it's my pleasure to turn over the gavel to President Tillian.
Thank you.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call for the Senate be waived and all senators be listed as present.
No objections, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move that the roll call for the House be waived and that all House members.
No objections, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move that the individuals for the terms indicated be appointed to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Mr. President, the objection is as to Dr. Keith Godfrey. The objection is not with regard to Lockie Jacobs.
In that case, can we move one at a time?
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Dr. Keith Godfrey be confirmed to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners.
Mr. President.
Senator Curtula,
I find it hard to believe that Dr. Godfrey is not qualified. From everything I know, he is very qualified. And I'm just very, very curious as to what a brief summation, at least, of the objections to his nomination is. And I have not indulged myself or involved myself in this process. I haven't even studied it, but I do know the background of these people, and they are qualified. They come from the best school in this subject in the country, from what I understand. And I'd just like to hear something about it.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President, during the Sunset Review last year, the Board of Chiropractic Examiners, along with the other health boards, was looked very carefully at by committees in both houses. And my understanding is Dr. Godfrey apparently is competent in his field and is well known for that. The objections relate to his activities on the board and his understandings with regard to the way he was interpreting the apparently interpreting the law that creates and empowers the Board of Chiropractic Examiners to do what they're empowered to do. The matters came up from comments from the legislative auditors and information that came up during the hearings. And I think that there are many people here who are familiar with that information. I don't want to get into an extended debate on it. I wanted to object for the purposes of being able to vote on the matter rather than by unanimous consent.
Are you ready for the question?
Mr. President. Question.
That which I already know. There's no question about his professional capabilities or his conduct. It has something to do with an outmoded act. Now that problem's been resolved. I support Dr. Godfrey.
You ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall Dr. Keith Godfrey be confirmed on the Board of Chiropractic Examiners? Will the Secretary call the roll in the Senate?
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Farenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney? Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meeland?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett? Senator Stimson?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Tillion?
Yes.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
Take the roll of the House. 33 yeas, 6 nays. Should be 51-63. I believe we don't have a roll call from the House, though. The machine wasn't on.
It'll print out, but I don't know how to get it.
It was 33.
33, what'd they say? 33 to what?
6.
Yeah. Pass the minute, because I didn't. Yeah.
51-69. 51-69? 8? No, that's not right.
No, it's 51.
There were
51
votes for
whether or not. It's 51-63.
51-63.
Yeah. This is what I said.
Well,
you said.
Judge said, please come back to the water. The vote is 51-4-6. Again, 3 absent. Dr. Godfrey is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that Mr. Locke Jacobs be confirmed to the Board of Chiropractic Examiners for the term indicated.
Are there any objections? Hearing done, Mr. Locke Jacobs is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that Griffin Quinton be appointed to the Board of Fisheries for the term indicated. Mr. President, I move that Samuel J. Harbo, Jr. be confirmed to the Board of Game for the term indicated.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. President.
Representative Lasso.
Maybe I'm reading off the wrong sheet of music, but it seems that there is also another appointment on Board of Fisheries.
President, joint session stand at ease, please.
I don't think they do.
No, he's chairman of the board. Joint session, please come back to order. We have a motion on the floor at this time.
Yes, we do. Mr. President, there is a motion, and I'd like to proceed on that and then address the individual that was omitted from the Board of Fisheries.
Right. Is there any objections to Mr. Samuel J. Harbo of the Board of Game? Hearing none, Mr. Harbo is confirmed. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that Mr. Nick Szabo be confirmed for the term indicated.
Mr. President, not stating objection, rather
I would ask, would move that Mr. Szabo's name be postponed from consideration at this time. And I'd ask the joint session to adopt the motion.
Mr. President, I object for purpose of clarification. As I understand it, if this is not acted upon before we adjourn, of course, Mr. Szabo would not be a member of the board. If we can get some assurances from the chairs that we will have another joint session before we adjourn this legislature, I will remove my objection. Speaker, I still maintain my objection.
Objection maintained, Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would take Representative Eliasson's at his word there. I do have, I think, assurances. We do have assurances from presiding officers of both houses, that the legislature will meet in joint session for the purpose of considering this name before adjournment sine die. And I would like to ask that the motion be placed for postponement of consideration of the name at this time be adopted by the joint session.
Mr. Speaker, I rarely I'm sure this is the first time I've ever objected to a procedural motion Mr. Malone has offered. This time, though, I'm not sure that anything's going to change between now and the time we might have another joint session. The last joint session, the name was held over, and I asked why, and nobody seemed to know. And I'm not sure why we're holding it over this time. I don't think that the issue is going to change. Mr. Szabo is a member of the board now, and it's a controversial position. I think he's the chairman of the board. I've had some calls from my district and people in Anchorage that have told me that there's going to be an effort to dump Nick Szabo from the board. I've never met the man, but from what I know of him and his record on the board, I favor his continuance. And I'd prefer to vote on it now and get it over with. If somebody has an objection to, I understand that there's some people that don't like some of his stands on particular fish issues, concerned with the size of boats. So some of the big boats like him or the little boats don't like him. I'm not sure what exactly that issue is all about. And certain parts of the country like some of his rulings, other parts of the country don't like some of his rulings. But it's my understanding that he's been a very cooperative and a constructive contributor to the board, and I'd prefer we vote now and vote to confirm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Rising in support of Mr. Szabo, I too have had a number of calls and wires from constituents supporting this gentleman, and I would recommend that it be brought up at this time.
Mr. President, you know, it's really no secret that I don't see eye to eye on the Kodiak fishermen too often, but I will say in defense of Nick Szabo, at least he has given us a fair shake. He's done a lot of hard work in that board. It's a position that I'm sure most of us wouldn't want, but I don't see any reason to dangle him on a string any further. I think if there's a message in here, in fact, the message been received, I think we should act on this.
Representative Ostevat.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, I would be in favor of Mr. Szabo. He's the only one we got from Kodiak and out to Lucian Chain. And he's been pretty fair, and it's a rough position to have, I know that. And I think he's been doing pretty good, and I would urge the body to approve Mr. Szabo.
Representative Zara.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have to concur with the previous speaker and also give support there to Mr. Szabo, realizing there that his position is one there that many people would not favor, and the decisions that he is making or has made there is have been questionable at times. But we have had this before us in the House Resources Committee. We haven't heard any opposition to it, and it has been held over. And I might mention there that this is probably one of the first, and I'm not going to say the only time, but I do agree with my colleague from Sitka there and concur with his statements.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we have a brief at ease?
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I am not in favor of postponing the vote on Mr. Szabo. I don't agree with him on his policies that he is pushing, and I don't agree with him on the 32-foot limit, and I don't agree with him on the allowing foreigners coming in to help us with the Bristol Bay glut. But this one thing I do know about him is that, as far as I can tell, he's been fair, and he does listen to all points of view. And I don't know, in that kind of a position, you know, there's, it would take a saint to make everybody happy. And I just hope that he gets a message that I'm not satisfied with his decisions or some of the things that he pushes, but I'm still going to vote for him anyway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to speak just briefly in support of the motion to postpone. I understand completely why various members of the body are not concerned with some of the policies that the Board of Fisheries has carried in the last couple of years under the chairmanship of Mr. Szabo. But I happen to come from an area that does have a lot of concern, and that's part of the reason for the desire, I suppose you could say, to perhaps delay the issue and maybe be able to rectify some of these. There have been several trade-off type policies which have concerned many of the fishing user groups in our area, basically the Cook Inlet Basin. I've had several requests. I've heard other representatives and senators here say, sure, they've had lots of calls urging his support. I guess I rise for the same reason. I've had several requests of people to urge that the reaffirmation of Mr. Szabo be questioned. I would hope that the body would allow this thing to be held over so that some of these considerations might be made, and then, as you suggested, have another joint session. Thank you.
The question is, shall the name of Nick Szabo be held over? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Sorry, the no's happened.
Question.
That's what you wanted. You can call roll call if you want.
Proceed with the orders of the day.
Question with
On his name.
Somebody stand up and give me a motion. Do you want to?
Mr. President, I would ask for a call of the roll.
Mr. President, point of order. Yes, Mr. President, you made a decision to debate that. I would call for questioning the chair. chair, or otherwise you would supply the necessary votes to request a roll call, which is there's about 8 or 10 in the joint.
It takes 12 hands to require a roll call. Nobody asked for it. You do have the right to move that we rescind our action in not granting it and call for a roll on that.
Mr. President.
Yes.
I move that we confirm Mr. Nick Szabo. I think that's an appropriate motion at this time.
Question?
Roll call.
Roll call. Sure that
roll call.
Roll call. I have 12 hands, I'm sure, Don. The question is, shall Mr. Nick Szabo be confirmed on the Board of Fisheries? House members may proceed to that. Does any representative wish to change his or her vote?
Excuse me, 32 yeas, 7 nays.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
No.
Senator Kelly?
Yes.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meehan?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Stimson?
No.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Aye.
Senator Tillian?
Yes.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 nays. For a total of 49 yeas, 10 nays.
And so Mr. Nick Szabo has been confirmed as Board of Fisheries.
Mr. President, I move that Mr. Norman Sutliff be confirmed to the Guide Licensing Control Board for the term indicated.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Mr. Norman Sutliff is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that Mr. Childs Keim be confirmed to the Guide Licensing Control Board for the term indicated.
Are there any objections?
Objection.
Objection is noted. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Mr. Childs Keim be confirmed to the Secretary of Communications role of the Senate?
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Dankworth?
Yes.
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Ferguson?
No.
Senator Hackney?
Yes.
Senator Holman?
No.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
No.
Senator Meehan?
Yes.
Senator Mulcahy?
Yes.
Senator Ray?
No.
Senator Rohde?
Yes.
Senator Sackett?
No.
Senator Stimson?
Yes.
Senator Sturgiluski?
Yes.
Senator Sumner?
No.
Senator Ziegler?
Yes.
Senator Bennett?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Tillian?
Yes.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 7 nays.
Any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Mr. Chairman, I wish to change my vote. The President.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 nays.
Will the clerk of the House please take the roll of the House? Does any representative wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will please take the roll.
22 yeas, 17 nays.
For a total of 36 yeas, 23 nays.
And so Mr. Charles' time has been confirmed. The guy'd like to see the control board. Representative Malone?
Mr. President, I'd like to ask the indulgence of the joint session for a brief at ease. President.
Representative Malone.
Mr. President, I move that the joint session rescind its action in confirming Charles Keim to the Guide Licensing and Control Board.
Objection is noted.
Question.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think the question is more than how many votes it takes, Mr. President. I think the question is, why should we rescind our action? And the persons who are in favor of that should explain why. Could we have an explanation? Thank you, Mr. President. Could we have an explanation of the question of residency? I haven't heard this raised until a few minutes ago. I have known Mr. Keim since 1961. I have a great respect for his integrity. I've never heard anyone question his competence in the guiding field. And so if the objection is based on residency, I think we would like to know what the objection is specifically.
Motions, one to bring it back before us.
Yes. Correct. If you have a majority voted, brought back before us. The question is, shall the joint session rescind its action for Charles Keim? The House will vote first.
Green.
Are the members ready?
Twenty-five yeas, 13 nays. Senator Farenkamp?
No.
Senator Ferguson?
Yes.
Senator Hackney?
No.
Senator Holman?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Senator Curtula?
Yes.
Senator Meeland?
No.
Senator Mulcahy?
No.
Senator Ray?
Yes.
Senator Rohde?
No.
Senator Sackett?
Yes.
Senator Stimson? Absent. Senator Sturgiluski?
No.
Senator Sumner?
Yes.
Senator Ziegler? Senator Bennett?
No.
Senator Bradley?
No.
Senator Coletta?
Yes.
Senator Tillian?
No.
The roll shows 7 yeas, 11 nays, for a total of 32 yeas, 24 nays.
And so the joint session passed. The Senate is actually confirmed. Mr. Charles Kine.
Mr. President, could we have a brief at ease?
I do, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have in my hand a report from the House Resources Committee dated February the 14th of this year. The House Resources Committee gives the following individual recommendations on the appointment of Mr. Charles Kime, College, to the Guide Licensing and Control Board. Confirm Miles, Halford, Chatterton, Carney, Jarroff, Osterbach. Unanimous report. Mr. President, I don't claim much about fishing game. I don't hunt. I don't fish. I'll yield to the technical knowledge of those who do and who may be better able to assess Mr. Kime's technical qualifications as a guide. I can only speak to his honor, his integrity, and his character, of which I have no doubt. Mr. President, if there is an objection to Mr. Kime on the basis of residency, I think it is only right this body should be entitled to be told the specifics which indicate that residency bars Mr. Kime from his appointment.
Representative Halford.
Mr. President, I'd like to change my recommendation out of the Resources Committee on Charles Kime on the basis of residency.
Mr. President, I'd also make that same recommendation.
Mr. President, point of order. This is a first. Mr. President, I suspect in this unicameral nature that you may well have the right to do that, so long as the committee chairman allows it and the House allows it. In fact, anything the body allows is probably acceptable here. But I don't think really that's a legal change when we're in joint session on any precedent.
Point of order. I think you're quite correct. That was a recommendation to the House, not to the joint session. I really don't care what you recommend. It's how you're voting here that counts.
Mr. President,
we're ready to vote on Mr. Charles Kime, Senator Kerdua.
Because the residency was the question, Mr. President, because there is an opportunity for a joint session, depending on the will of the body and the presiding officers. I'd move you now, Mr. President, ask unanimous consent that the name of Charles Kime be taken from the list of confirmations before us and placed on the list before us in the next joint session. That will leave it up to you and leave it up to the individual to have time to check. He does have a residency qualification. I think that's a reasonable method, Pam. I ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections?
Objection.
Objection is noted. You wish to vote on the holding over of Mr. Charles Kime.
Question.
Question.
All those in favor of holding Mr. Charles Kime over, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Held over. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that Mr. William Stroker be confirmed to the Guide Licensing Control Board for the term indicated.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, Mr. William Stroker is confirmed.
Mr. President, I move that the individuals for the terms indicated be confirmed to the Alaska Workmen's Compensation Board.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move that the
appointment of Jay Hogan to the Alaska Council on Science and Technology be confirmed. And I'd ask unanimous consent. Thank you, Mr. President. Legislation establishing the Alaska Council on Science and Technology required that appointees to the council shall be confirmed by a majority of the legislature. In Executive Order Number 46, the governor deleted that language requiring legislative confirmation. On January 17th, Mr. Hogan, who was appointed to the council, wrote to you and the speaker saying, as the director of a legislative staff agency currently serving at the direction of the chairman of the Legislative Council, as a member of the Council on Science and Technology, I'm concerned my name will not go forward for legislative confirmation as the legislature by statute had originally intended. I therefore respectfully request that this letter be considered as a request for confirmation of my appointment made during the past interim to the Council on Science and Technology.
Mr. President,
Senator Curtula,
it's a highly unusual motion. It's not on our calendar, but I don't think it's either extra. I move the joint session stand adjourned.
Chairman, this is a privilege motion. All those in favor of the chairman signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The House, please stand at ease. Representative
Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no. House, please stand at ease. Are there any announcements before we adjourn? Representative Miles.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to waive referral of Senate Bill 481. It's a Tokositna bill, resources.
There's no, Senate Bill 481's resources referral will be waived. Further announcements? Representative Anderson.
Move the House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. House adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.